5th, 1977. It's 2 o'clock, and I am Laura M. Kobe, and I am interviewing Mrs. Sam Weisberg. Millie is her first name. Mrs. Weisberg lives at Christopher East Nursing Home on Browns Lane, and she was nice enough to consent to this interview. I'm going to ask you some questions now, Ms. Weisberg. Were you born in Louisville?
Yes.
And what was the date?
I was born December the 8th, 1895.
All right. And you now live at Christopher East Nursing Home. What were your parents' names?
My father's name was Frank Hyman. My mother's name was Clara Hyman.
Were they natives of Louisville?
No.
Where were they from?
They both came from Romania.
Mm-hmm. Were you, had they lived here long when you were born?
Had they lived here?
In Louisville. You were born in Louisville.
Yes, there were two boys older than me, and they were born here in Louisville.
I see. Your two brothers, are either of them living now?
No.
All right. Ms. Weisberg, let's see. Do you know why your family came to Louisville from Romania? How did they pick Louisville?
They came to New York first. They were married in New York. They came over on the ship. Mm-hmm. That's where they met each other.
On the ship?
On the ship. Right. And they came, landed in New York. Mm-hmm. And then from New York, they came to Louisville.
Did they have, there was no family here. Did they already have family here in Louisville?
That I don't think so. Not at that time.
Okay. When you were born, do you remember, I mean, I know you don't remember, but do you recall in what area of Louisville that your family lived?
Yes. So I was told, on 7th Street, it was called Castle Garden.
Castle Garden. Were you born at home?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. And you were the third child?
I was the third. Then there was two later than me. Two brothers younger and two brothers older.
Oh, you were the only girl. All right. Now, what business was your father in?
He was always a tailor.
A tailor?
Yes.
Did he have his place of business at on 7th Street?
Well,
in that area?
He worked out, but then when I was a child, I remember that he had a shop where we lived, and he employed people. They were making men's coats.
And this was where you
for
lived?
For a factory. Mm-hmm. Yes, he had a shop.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you recall, were you all members of any Jewish organizations when you were a child?
Other than Anxious Fard, I don't...
Where was Anxious Fard?
Anxious Fard was on 1st Street near Walnut. And my father, Abba Sholem, was one of the, do you call it an instigator or one of the new members that organized?
No, he was one of the founders.
One of the founders of Anxious Fard. But it wasn't on 1st Street then. From what I recall, it was somewhere in a neighborhood where they had a room upstairs. That I don't remember.
Do you remember the names of any of the early rabbis at Anxious Fard?
No, as far back as I remember was Rabbi Zarchi. Mm-hmm. He was one of the older rabbis.
Did your brothers or did you attend a Hebrew school?
No.
None of you attended Hebrew school?
No.
Did your were your brothers bar mitzvah?
I remember my younger brother, the one that was 12 years younger than me, he was bar mitzvahed.
Well, I wonder where he got his training.
Well, I think then they went to a Talmud Torah.
Well, then he did go
if
to a
I
Hebrew
school.
If I do
remember correctly.
Right, right. Do you recall where he went to the Hebrew school?
No, I don't. I remember my son going, but I don't remember my brother.
All right.
Because I was just 12 years older than he.
Well, then you were a young woman when he was ready for his bar mitzvah. I mean, you were 24 years old.
What?
You were 12 years older than this brother.
Yes.
So you were probably, how old were you when you got married?
I was 22 when I got married.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Weisberg, was he a native of Louisville?
No, he came here from Russia.
I see.
In fact, he ran away from the army. He was in the army, and he was here in Louisville only 3 years when I married him.
I see.
He had had a brother that brought him here.
Mm-hmm. When you were, you lived out on 7th Street, is that where your family stayed all through your childhood?
Not all through, no, no. I was there when I got married.
Were there a lot of Jewish people that lived out on 7th Street there?
Quite a few.
Were they mostly Orthodox?
Mostly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And most of these people, did they belong to your temple, your shul?
A few that I can remember back that far, yes.
Did you grow up in a kosher home?
Absolutely.
Were there kosher butchers here in Louisville?
Yes, there was one on 7th Street where we live.
Mm-hmm.
There was one on, later on Floyd Market. But there was, absolutely a Jewish butcher shop. And my mother was very Orthodox, not fanatic, but she was very, very Orthodox.
Mm-hmm.
And I was raised that way.
I see. So that your family sort of stayed around this 7th Street area. Is that 7th and what?
7th, we lived part-time on Jefferson. Wait a minute, 7th and, those days it was called Green Street. Then it was Liberty.
I see.
And Walnut.
Okay, right. I understand where you mean now. And Anxious Fard was up on First Street.
On First and Wall.
How'd you get there? Did you
walk, honey?
You walked.
Absolute walk.
I wonder why the Orthodox community didn't live closer to the shul. That was a long way.
That was just from 7th to 1st Street, honey.
I guess so.
That wasn't considered anything then. Later in life, we lived down on 22nd and Greenwood.
Really?
Yes.
Was this after you were married?
After I was married. And even in those days, we walked to shul.
From 22nd and
yes,
Greenwood?
Yes, ma'am. We walked to shul and walked back from shul. And it wasn't...
Were there lots of Jewish people that lived in 22nd and Greenwood?
There was a few.
Why did you live down there?
The Fishmans lived there. Some of the learners lived there. We bought a home. It was a new home
mm-hmm.
that Mr. Jacobson had built. And we bought that home. And then, of course, the Fishmans moved down there and the learners moved down there. And we walked to shul and walked back.
Well, I was just interested in why, since that time the Jewish community has certainly moved eastward.
Well, that was
so much. Was there a reason why?
Honey, that was so much later in life.
No, I realize that, but what I'm saying is the shul was up on First Street. There must have been a reason why you moved down to 22nd and Greenwood, and there weren't a lot of Jewish people. Was your husband's business in that area?
No, my husband was a tailor and worked out.
Did he work for your father?
No.
Didn't you say your father was one also?
He was a tailor, yes, but my father was out of business then.
Yeah, uh-huh. And your husband was a tailor?
My husband was a tailor and worked for Sherman on Market Street between 7th and 8th. They had a factory there.
Sherman? And
I think it was Sherman's, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a factory.
Do you recall your mother or you in your early days being members of any Jewish women's organization?
My mother did, honey. It was, I can't remember the name. She did, yes. She was very active, both in the organization and in the shul.
I see. Was there a sisterhood at that time?
I think, I don't remember if there was this. She belonged to a benevolent. It was a benevolent society.
Right, right.
That I remember
now. It was called the Jewish Ladies Benevolent Society.
Yes.
I see. And do you remember any of the work that they did? Any of the projects or?
Well, those days, honey, people were neighbors, and neighbors contributed to their other neighbors. She was very, very efficient in what she done and helped out. In fact, I remember even hearing her say that she helped deliver. Yes, I do.
Right. Well, now, then you met your husband, and you married, and you settled here in Louisville, and was your first home at 22nd and Greenwood?
The first home that we bought, yes. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we went into business.
What was that business?
We went into grocery at Campbell and Jefferson.
Well, that was pretty far from 22nd and...
Yes, it was. We were in that business for close to 40 years.
Really? Did you have a big Jewish clientele? Or
no, it was a mixed. It was mixed black and white.
I see. Now, did you, after you married, stay a member of Anxious Fard?
I've been a member of Anxious Fard since as far back as I can remember, as a little child.
Were you confirmed or?
No, not those days. Mm-hmm. No, not those days. I can give my age.
Well, you gave me the date. What are you?
Oh, yes.
You're around 80, aren't you?
I'm 80, past my 82nd birthday.
Really? Well, you're remarkable.
And I married in 1917.
So you were 19 when you got married?
I was 22 when I got married.
Oh, my goodness. That was kind of late, wasn't it?
Yes.
Were they worried about you?
And you want to hear... Oh, yeah, my mother...
Well, being the only girl, I would think that they were really
concerned.
Yes,
I was the only girl. But you want to hear something that's unusual. When I got married, my husband was not a citizen then. Mm-hmm. And in those days, marrying a foreigner, I became a foreigner.
You lost your American citizenship?
I didn't lose it. Wait a minute. I didn't lose. But I became automatically a foreigner. I was born and raised here in Louisville. I said, what are they going to do? Send me back to Russia or where? But I went down to the, I was notified, and I went to the federal building and was sworn in as a citizen.
Isn't now, just something? Because you married a...
Because he wasn't a citizen at that time. But shortly after we married, he became a citizen. And that was during World War I. That's why they were so...
careful, I guess.
Yes,
at that time.
Uh-huh.
Now, as a young woman, how many children do you have, Miss Weisberg?
I had... two. I lost one.
I see.
But Charles Weisberg is my son, He was born in 1919.
I see. Was he born here in Louisville?
Yes.
In a hospital or at home?
In the Jewish hospital.
I see. Tell me something. Have you been active? Were you, as a young woman, active at Anxious Farm?
I was active in, yes, in the Sisterhood. I was active in Hadassah.
Oh, well, now that's...
That was really my big project.
Hadassah.
Hadassah.
Right.
And I'm still a member of Hadassah all those years.
What did... can you give me a general idea when you were active in Hadassah, when you were working for them?
We were in the grocery business, I remember that. And we didn't go into the grocery on the day that Charles was 5 years old. That was in 1924. And I was active probably 30, 35, something like that.
I see. Can you recall, did Charles go to Hebrew school?
Yes, he went to the Talmud Torah.
Where was that?
On Walnut, right above Brook Street, I think. Yes. And he was bar mitzvahed.
At Anxious Farm.
At Anxious Farm, yes.
Right.
I can't remember the young rabbi that was there then. I just can't remember.
Can you remember any of the women who were in the leadership capacity of Hadassah when you were active, or what some of their projects were? Where did they meet? Where did they hold their meetings?
Isn't that strange? I can't remember. I don't remember if it was the old YMHA or not.
Do you recall anything that was before the old YMHA at 2nd and Jacob? Was that...
Honey, I was married in the old... It wasn't... Was it 2nd and Jacob?
That was the old Brishon.
No, it was on the old YMHA.
The old YMHA that I... Was it... Was
second? First...
Second and Jacob is where it was before it moved out to where it is now. Did your son participate in any activities at the YMHA? Did Charles go to anything at the YMHA?
Not that I can remember.
Well, it wasn't the hub of Jewish life? Or
the what?
The hub, it wasn't like it is now?
No, not then. Not then.
Uh-huh. Do you recall that there was any kind of a, not a segregation, but that the Jewish people that were members of Anxious Fard and maybe the Jewish Reform people, did they mix much in those days?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. After World War II, then...
Everybody.
Then we more or less became one.
Right.
The war done a lot.
I think you're right. Trying to think if there's... You were active in Hadassah and at Anxious Farm, and you, after you lived at 22nd and Greenwood, where'd you move from there?
Honey, we moved up to Campbell and Jefferson.
Where your business was.
Where the business was.
Did you live right next to the business?
We lived with the business upstairs. Charles was 5 years old then.
I see. And then after, now you were in business, you said, for approximately
close
40
to 40
years.
Years.
Did you work?
Every day.
Every day. It's a seven.
And the hours were long, and it was 7 days a week. Yes, ma'am.
So you were your husband's right-hand man. You were right there along with your husband.
In fact, I taught him the grocery business because he was a tailor.
I see.
And he worked in a shop. And I tried my best to get him out of being a working man. Didn't want him to be a working man all his life. I was used to being in business because my mother, Abba Shalom, had a delicatessen. on 7th Street near Jefferson. And I was in there with her. That was when I first got, that's where I married from.
That was Mrs. Hyman.
That's right.
I see.
That's where I met my husband. He used to come in there, and that's how I was introduced to him by Mr. and Mrs. Brownstein.
Who was that?
They lived on 6th Street.
And this was all sort of near Jefferson?
Right between Jefferson and Market, right near Jefferson.
All right, now you were in that business till what year? When did you close your business at the grocery business?
That was before, right before my husband retired. Wait a minute, he passed away in 68, and we were out of the business about three. We gave up the business in 64.
I see. And then did you stay living in that area, or did you move?
Oh, no. We had moved out. We had moved out, bought a home on Strand Avenue between Newburgh and Norris Place. We had been living there more than 20 years or more, I guess.
So that was when the Jewish people really had started to move out into the East End. You came out.
Oh, yeah, right before then. And we bought a home there. We couldn't see which way to get away from the business, but we finally did, and it worked out beautifully. That was when Charles was overseas.
Second World War.
That we bought the home, yes. He was overseas when we bought that home.
Let me ask you something, going back some. Do you recall anything about, like, the Jewish Welfare Board here in Louisville, or any of the Jewish organizations? Was your husband active in anything?
No. He was active in the shul.
Yes.
And after he retired, which was just a short while, he became a dollar a year man at the shul. And was associated with Rabbi Rudman. He used to go there every day and spend time with him. And if they needed anything done for the shul, my husband would get it, like a carpenter or a plasterer. Those are the things that he'd done, and he loved it.
Let me ask you something, Ms. Weisberg. Back in the early times, what were some of the professions or businesses of people that your father was a tailor, mother had the delicatessen?
The average people then were people that came from Europe. They were tailors, they were shoemakers, they were little dry goods stores, little businesses that people were able to take care of and accumulate a dollar, get on their feet.
Did you?
All of them were from Europe, honey.
From more or less Eastern Europe, wasn't it? I mean, Russia and...
Russia, Romania, yes.
Let me ask you this. Did you all kind of support each other, help each other? I noticed you said your mother was a good neighbor. If you needed something from a clothing store, you went to the little Jewish...
Not necessarily, not especially.
Where did your son go to school?
We were in the grocery store. He went to Margaret Merker over on Market between Wenzel and... That's where he went through school from the first to the eighth grade. Then he went to Eastern.
That was on Broadway?
Yeah. Then he went to high school.
Did he go to
Mail? He did graduate. Oh, yes. He graduated Mail. Mm-hmm. And...
Is he still a member of Anxious Fard?
No.
He goes to Addie to Sharon.
They belong to Addie to Sharon because, well.
That's not, I was just asking that because I thought I used to see him.
No, he belongs to Addie to Sharon, and he's been.
Well, I know he's very active in the Jewish community here.
Yeah, thank you.
That's right. Well,
yes. He's president of the Jewish Community Center and all. Yes, that he is. Very proud of him.
I don't blame you. He's a nice man. Let me ask you this, Ms. Weisberg. You would basically say then that your early days, it is hot in here, your early days, before you got married and even after you got married, kind of revolved around the shul. Is that correct? I mean, you were, and your business.
Well, I was confined to the business, and in those days, like I told you, they were long hours.
That's right.
And it was 7 days a week, and I couldn't be active in the organizations. I just couldn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the time. I didn't have the energy.
I can understand that. Can you remember any of the names of some of the leaders in at Anshe Sefard at that time? I mean, some of the lay people that were members of the congregation?
Well, the Brownsteins, the Bakers, the Lynches, those days, back in the young days. Recently, or up then, I didn't know, but back in the early days, yeah, those people were neighbors of ours when we were, and then they were active in the shul.
Can you remember when the YMHA was formed? Do you know why? I mean, it didn't offer your family anything?
No, I was married in the old YMHA.
You were married in the YMHA? You mean in the proper? What, the rabbi came to the YMHA? Was the Anshe Sefard using the YMHA at that time for services?
Yes, ma'am.
What the
heck? That was in 1917.
Was that the First World War?
Yes.
Had they lost their synagogue, or why were they meeting at
Well, they wasn't equipped.
I see.
They wasn't equipped then. I was married there, and I remember they served downstairs, or was it called a basin? It wasn't a basin, but it was, they served the dinner there my mother prepared, and that's where it was. And then, of course, they danced. I didn't have an elaborate wedding, but I had a very nice wedding that I can remember at the YMHA.
Well, basically, Ms. Weisberg, nobody really had a heck of a lot of money at this time, did
no.
they? I mean, people were
everybody just in moderate circumstances.
Trying to get going good.
Very.
But, I mean, nobody went hungry.
Thank God, no.
Well,
never.
That's the important.
Oh, I can look back and remember a lot of things, honey.
It always wasn't so easy.
It's so different today that I just can't believe it. Things were so different, and still we had good times.
What'd you all do for a good time? I mean, it was when you were young married.
Well, we did go to a show. We took walks. Those days, honey, when I first got married, 4th Street was 4th Street. And on a Sunday night, my husband and I, maybe another one or two couples, we would go out and walk from Broadway to Market on one side of the street and Windershop, and then come back on the other side, or we would go to Child's Restaurant.
Child's Restaurant?
Yes. Those days there was Thompson's Restaurant, or Child's, and you met half of the Jewish community there.
Uh-huh.
And you would discuss things. And everybody was in a little business and had to open up in the morning.
They were open on Sundays.
Oh, sure.
Every day.
Sure, 7 days a week.
Must seem, I can see where it would be a lot different seeming
now.
Oh,
the living was so different, but if you did do something or have something, you appreciated it.
I think people still do to a degree.
I hope they do.
I do. I think
I don't know, things come. I tell my children today, the grandchildren, I mean, and they just don't believe that things existed the way they did.
Well, basically, life is easier now. I mean,
sure it is.
Through different innovations and so forth. I mean, when you cooked a big dinner, you had to be in there cooking all day. We've got all kinds of different, you know.
Well, it's so different. So different, because I remember back, my mother lived with me for 20 years after my father passed away.
Well, now that was the norm then, wasn't it?
When you had an
old parent, they moved in.
That's right. I was the only daughter. And today, look, you almost live in luxury today.
Why not?
Well, you work hard when you're young, and
that's right.
You reap the benefits when you're old.
Well, that's the way it should be. Let me ask you, can you think of anything else that you might be able to tell me about the early days in the Jewish community here that might be important?
The only thing I can tell you is neighbors were neighbors then. I remember some people, I don't have to mention names, but people came here to Louisville and they had no place to go or stay, and my mother took them in and she helped deliver when they, and they're living here now, but I'm not going to mention names.
It was just, it's funny that they didn't click at that time. I think it took, I don't know what, but I think that all of our different Jewish agencies now here in Louisville have pulled different groups together.
Well, I tell you, the Orthodox people, I will have to admit, were so, I don't know, I won't call the word prejudiced, but they were like, I don't know.
You can say anything. It's
well, I don't want to.
Because I grew up from a different angle.
There were some people even then that were well-to-do. They were in the money. And some of the poor Orthodox, back when I was a child, now that goes back a long way, honey, they really were considered poor people. They barely eked out a living.
What are you saying? That they were poorer than the Reform people, or?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. There were so many that I can remember that were considered well-to-do in those days.
You're talking about the Reform now.
Yes, they were considered.
Kind of like high society?
Well, they had the means to do things where the Orthodox people didn't have. Of course, we lived accordingly, honey. I can't ever remember going hungry or going without shoes. And holidays came along and we celebrated them accordingly.
They were beautiful. Do you feel like the holidays were celebrated more?
Oh, yes, honey.
In what way?
Oh, in every way. Children then were glad to get new shoes and a pretty dress. And like during Passover week, everybody went to visit everybody. And we really looked forward to that holiday, and it was beautiful. And my father knew how to conduct the Seders. In fact, I remember my mother saying more than once that she fell in love with my father because he conducted a Seder so beautifully. Children didn't get away from the table until the Seder was over, and it lasted for hours and hours. And it was beautiful. It was sacred.
You feel like we're getting away from that?
Oh, in a lot of ways, honey. Of course, I'm very fortunate today. I have one granddaughter that's married to one of my grandsons that observes the Jewish tradition, and it's beautiful, and I love it. And she's passing it on to her little one, too. She's just wonderful. Yeah, it's this one here, honey. She's a Louisville girl.
What was her name?
Oslin.
Oslin.
That's the baby.
What was her maiden name, your granddaughter's?
Oslin.
Oh, I never heard that. Isn't that a cute child?
And she's married to Ronnie Weisberg.
Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate
you talking to me.
I wish that there was something more I could...
That's my mother with Ronnie and Frank.
I know Frankie.
Mm-hmm. This was my husband. That was...
This is Laura Kobe, and I'm winding up the interview with Mrs. Sam Weisberg at Christopher East Nursing Home. She is a member of Anxious Fard and an old Orthodox Jewish family. Thank you.